Mental health is important to all of us, but we don't always feel entirely healthy mentally all of the time. Over the years, people have lost confidence that it's okay to talk about it, and they worry if their mental health isn't perfect. So having a week or a month in which we talk about it just makes it okay for people to seek help.
Amanda, how do we figure out if we need external help from a professional to help us overcome anxiety, for example?
We all have things that make us anxious or can make us sad or depressed. We can lose someone. We can have a big speech or a big event coming up and it makes us very anxious. And that's normal. But once you know that the feeling is normal, if you can't then find a way through it yourself to deal with the situation, even though you're feeling anxious or sad, then it can be very helpful to seek external advice. First off, we often talk to a friend. That's good. Talking to a friend can sometimes be very helpful, or someone who's been through what we've been through ourselves. But if we're not finding strategies to manage, or if we're not feeling better, even if we're using these strategies that our friends suggest, then it can be really helpful to talk to a professional who can hear you and tailor an intervention to suit you personally, to make it make sense for you and to deal with what's going on for you at this time.
We're talking to Amanda Gordon, clinical psychologist, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Amanda, who are the people that will come to you and seek your help?
I'm a clinical psychologist in a practice in Sydney in the eastern suburbs, so I get the local people who come around, and I also get people travelling who might want to see someone that they've heard of or someone they're recommended because they have particular expertise, particular skills. My colleagues and I see the whole range of the population, as we should, because there is nothing that is entirely protective, and we are all from time to time potentially going to struggle with issues that can affect our emotions and can affect our moods and can affect the way we manage in our lives.
You see people with all sorts of problems, children, adults.
Sure. Again, psychologists will see people with a whole range of problems. I personally work with adults, but it can be dealing with parenting issues as well as with their own personal issues. I deal with adolescents. I see children, not very young children, but adults of all ages, and people who come as couples to work with relationship issues, as well as people who come to deal with their own personal mental health issues, in particular anxiety, depression, people with ADHD, that is, you know, feeling that they're not in control of their thought processes so well. And a very big part of my practice is dealing with grief and bereavement.
I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned ADHD. I know that children start with ADD or ADHD and they grow into adults and they carry sometimes this problem. How can you help and how can people identify it even?
Look, I do think, Nitza, that it is very overdiagnosed, and many children are diagnosed with ADD when in fact they have a problem with their behaviour in the classroom. And that behavioural problem could be because they are anxious or depressed, or it could be because they are not properly taught how to behave in a classroom or in social situations. So the most important intervention is behavioural in the first instance, and that's teaching children how to behave in a manner that's not disruptive to others. There are very few children, it's a very small group of children who actually have a diagnosable condition that needs a medical intervention. Most people with problems with their behaviour who seem not to be able to attend and not be able to focus can be best assisted by psychological interventions which are behavioural in nature.
I wanted to ask you also about anxiety. I think anxiety is part of life. For example, if I have a big exam, I'll get very anxious because I want to make sure that I will pass this exam. Without this anxiety, I won't learn for the exam. When does it become unhealthy?
Well, if you use the exam example, because it's a very good example, then if the anxiety is so overwhelming that it in fact impedes your study, stops you being able to study, then it's not good. But if you have the normal sort of anxiety that drives you to study and to learn, and the adrenaline actually helps your brain take in the information, then that's good anxiety. It would be very wrong to try and eliminate anxiety from our lives. We need a bit of stress. We need to know when we're in danger and jump out of the way. We need to know when we need to slow down in our lives, and if we get palpitations, that can say to us, slow down. Don't worry about it, just slow down. So a bit of anxiety is very good, but too much anxiety will mean that we can't be effective in the things that we need to be effective in. But psychologists actually love it when people come in with anxiety, because it's the easiest thing to help you with. There are tried, evidence-based strategies that psychologists can work with individuals and groups with of all ages, so that you can manage your anxiety and use it to your advantage instead of allowing it to impede your life.
We are talking to Amanda Gordon, clinical psychologist, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Amanda, when patients come to you with various problems, with anxiety, ADHD, how does a clinical psychologist manage to help them?
There are a number of ways. I think the most important is to shift your way of thinking about the world and about yourself. We help people take responsibility for their own moods, their own behaviours and their own actions. And by so doing, you start to see the world differently. You take the world as it is and find the areas you can change and the areas that you can't. The areas over which you can take control and the areas over which it's better to say, I can't control that, but I can make the best of that and turn my life into a better place because of that situation. That doesn't mean we see only silver linings. We recognise there are threats and challenges and life can be hard, and sometimes life is very hard for people, but we can teach people strategies for managing so that they are themselves the masters of their own fate rather than fate taking over.
That's very interesting, and I'm sure that lots of people need help from somebody that is neutral and objective and looking at the situation from a different angle. How does one find a psychologist? Do you look in the yellow pages? What's the process?
It's a very good question. First of all, general practitioners are the gatekeeper for the Medicare rebate. And because if you have anxiety or depression or a mental health problem, then you're eligible for Medicare rebates to see a psychologist. And your GP will have some psychologists whom they know and they work with, and that's a very good start. The Australian Psychological Society also has a Find a Psychologist service, which you can find at psychology.org.au, and then you'll find the Find a Psychologist button. And if you don't know, ring the psychologist that you're interested in and have a few words with them and see whether they sound like they might at least be able to connect with you.
Amanda Gordon, clinical psychologist, thank you very much.